right.
That's my heart and my mind.
For your steadfast love is before my eyes.
And I walk in your faithfulness.
I do not sit with men of falsehood.
Nor do I swear with hypocrites.
I hate the assembly of evildoers.
And I will not sit with the wicked.
I wash my hands in innocence.
And go around your altar, O Lord.
Proclaiming thanksgiving aloud.
And telling all your wondrous deeds.
O Lord, I love the habitation of your house.
And the place.
Do not sweep my soul away with sinner,
nor others man,
and whose hands are evil devices.
And dragons are lower runners.
But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. My foot stands on low ground. Today comes from the book of Jeremiah, the 15th chapter. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your forbearance, take me not away. Know that for your sake I bear reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. I did not sit in the company of revilers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone, because your hand was upon me. For you had filled me with the indignation. Why is my pain unseasoned? My wound incurable, refusing to heal. Will you be to me like a deceitful brook, like waters that fail? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is worthless, you shall be as my mouth. They shall turn to you, but you shall not turn to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you, for I am with you, to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hands of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. The epistle reading today comes from the book of Romans, the 12th chapter. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in the spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be consistent in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be conceited. Repay no evil for evil, but give thought to what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord. In honor of the Holy Gospel, congregational rise. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, 16th chapter. For that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone could come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come with angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This is the gospel of the Lord. Congregation, may be seated. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. to hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. This year's been one heck of a ride, huh? 2020 has been a year of complete and total chaos. I can't think of a single person who can say, hey, this has been a great year. It's been hard on everyone. We have seen everything from a pandemic that has shut the world down for months, people losing their jobs, hard time paying their bills, to the complete rejection of law and order, both the government and, more importantly, God's law, God's natural law. This year, we have seen everything from murder being justified, entire cities being looted, burned to the ground, stealing, total chaos and anarchy. And then, the other day, last week on the news report, we found out that children are being kidnapped and sold into pedophilia rings. Top it off, because we are God's chosen people and we condemn these actions, they have started to attack us by calling us racists and bigots for not agreeing with their actions or lifestyles. We did not know any better. You would think we are watching the rapture unfold before our very eyes. At any moment, we expect to see Christ coming out of the clouds, and judgment day will begin. But, in fact, the reality is, we are getting a front row seat to what sin has done to the world, and how we are all sinful people. See, the devil is real good at twisting our thoughts and convincing us that murdering, looting, burning down towns is fighting for justice. Even though God has said that they are sins and that vengeance is His and His only. The devil has twisted our thoughts and told us to indulge in our lusts and our desires. See, the reality is that society has embraced sin and has rejected God. Society is teaching our children that evolution is real and creation is just a fairy tale made up by our ancestors trying to understand where we came from. Society has taught our children to embrace their sins and reject God, replacing God with the love of money and all the neatest new possessions and gadgets, coolest cars, nicest house. But this is nothing new. The world has embraced sin ever since Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit and were banished from the garden. Since that time, we are all born with sin. It has become a part of us. And we will eventually die. When we do, it will be because of our sins. The reality is, sin has a chokehold on this world, and it hates anyone who opposes it. Because we belong to God, not the world. The world hates us because we do not embrace sin. The world calls us racists and bigots. They persecute us and try to silence us, hoping that we will eventually reject God's word and become a part of Satan. In the epistle reading today, Paul is writing to the Roman Christians regarding the same issues that we are having. Roman government, especially Emperor Nero, hated Christians. They did unspeakable things to them, such as torturing them and murdering them. The Roman citizens embraced sin always telling them to love their enemy and not to repay evil with evil. He reminded them that vengeance is mine, says the Lord. We are to share the love of Christ with them. He tells them, if you're hungry, if your enemy is hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. We are to be humble servants, to be fervent in the Spirit. See, Paul was reminding them that no matter what happens to them by the hands of their enemy, they belong to Christ, and they are saved. They have already inherited the kingdom of God. This must have been a hard pill to swallow for the Roman Christians, being told to love the people who are persecuting you. And it's a really hard pill for us Christians today to swallow. But because of our simple ways, we want God to punish the people right now. Those who have persecuted us. We want Him to make them pay for the pain and suffering they have caused us. We don't want to love them, feed them, or give them something to drink. We want them to get what they deserve for the things they have done to us. And we want it now. All this is because of our sin. We don't understand why God wants us to do these things. In the same way, Peter, in his simple ways, rebuked what Jesus had told him in the gospel reading today. He said that he would never allow anything to happen to Jesus. When Christ told his disciples that it was time for him to go to Jerusalem, that he would suffer many things from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, that he would be killed, and on the third day be raised from the grave. Peter did not fully understand who Jesus was and why he came down from heaven to walk the earth. Peter, in his simple ways, thought he could protect God from his enemies. He didn't fully comprehend that Christ came down from heaven for one reason, which was to save us from sin, death, and the devil. See, Christ was explaining to Peter that it was not an option for him not to go to Jerusalem to be tortured and killed. This was his earthly mission. See, Peter, in his simple ways, could not understand that because of his and our sins. There needed to be a perfect sin offering made to pay for them in full. It needed to be the perfect offering by someone who never sinned, the new Adam. Someone who could follow the law perfectly, something that none of us could ever do. Christ was the only person who could be the sin offering, because he was perfect human and perfect God. See, Christ was hated by the world because sin controlled the world. And Christ came to free us from the slavery of sin. This was something that Peter and the other disciples could not understand. The price for our sins would be Jesus' precious blood that he would spill on the cross. This is why Jesus told Peter to get behind him, Satan. That he was not setting his mind on things of God, but on the things of man. See, what Peter didn't understand, and his disciples, is if Christ didn't die on the cross, there would be no salvation for any of us. We would still be slaves to the law. Because Christ dying on the cross freed us from sin, death, and the devil. Because of Christ, we have a new freedom, one of salvation. We have the Spirit growing inside us, giving us faith to know and understand these things. When we are baptized with water and word, Christ becomes a part of us. The old sinful Adam in us is drowned and our sins are washed away. We are born again from above with the Holy Spirit. When we receive the Spirit from our baptisms, we understand that Jesus claims us as his own. Our sins died with him on the cross. This is what Peter and the disciples did not understand. That Christ loved us so much and wanted to dwell with his creation forever. The only way he could do this was to make us righteous again before the Father. And the only way that could happen was on the cross, to be the curse on the tree. See, Christ did everything for us, and we took part in nothing. He gave us the gift of faith through baptism. He gave us salvation with his blood, which is the love Paul is talking about in the epistle today. Paul was explaining that Christ did everything for us, and all he wants us to do in return is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, even the ones who hate us. Because when we love and pray for our neighbors and enemies, we are showing them the love Christ had for us on the cross to free us from sin. When we pray for our enemies, we pray that they too will receive the Holy Spirit and reject sin, death, and the devil, so that they will understand that Jesus died on the cross for their sins and they can be saved. This year has been really rough for all of us, and it's not over. It'll probably get worse as the world continues to embrace sin and reject God. The devil is going to do everything in his power to try and get us to reject God's word, to become a part of this world and embrace sin. We'll be called horrible names such as racists and bigots. We'll be persecuted and hated because we belong to Christ. But take comfort in knowing that you belong to Jesus. Nothing the devil can say or do can change that. You're one of Christ's chosen people, and you've already inherited the kingdom of heaven. We have great peace in knowing this, but the world does not know this. And this is why God has commanded us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. During these troubled times, remember to pray for your enemies. Hold fast to love. Bless those who persecute you, and do not curse them. And do not return evil with evil. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Share with them the love of Christ. Share with them the word of God, and hope that the Holy Spirit will grow inside them, and they too can receive the faith of believing in Jesus. But don't just do this for your enemy. With all the chaos in this world, you have friends and family, neighbors, co-workers, who are really good people. They don't know Christ. Share the love of Christ with them. Give them the peace of knowing that no matter how hard life gets, Jesus loves them. And he wants them to become a part of his chosen people also. Share with them the peace of knowing when they become baptized, they belong to Christ and their sins are forgiven. Let them know that we love them and we want them to be saved. We also want them to come to church and receive God's gifts and blessings. We want them to kneel with us at God's altar to eat his body and drink his precious blood so that their souls can be nourished and we can be forgiven of our sins and they can be forgiven of their sins. But most importantly, we want them on the last day when Jesus returns to judgment, to judge the living and the dead. We want them to be raised alongside us from their graves and ascend with us, with Christ, to live with him forever in paradise. I encourage you all to read the sign as you leave the parking lot. It says, "You are now entering the mission world, the mission field." I challenge you all to think about these words as you go through your busy week and ponder what it means. Remember the words Paul said today in the epistle reading, and when life gets hard or people try to bring you down, instead of fighting with them or arguing with them, share with them the love that Christ has given us on the cross in hopes that they will someday have the same peace and comfort in knowing that because of Jesus, no matter how hard life gets, they will never die, but live forever with him in paradise. And when we have that peace, nothing could ever keep us down. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, that same peace that passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds until Christ returns again in glory. Congregation will now rise.
Thank you. trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Knowing the will of God, that all the world come to knowledge of your Son, find salvation in Christ, let us pray on behalf of our parish, community, and for all the people according to their needs. For our faith and faithfulness, especially for those persecuted for the cause of Christ, and for our strength in time of trial, and for us to preserve in grace and in the day of trouble, let us pray to the Lord. For the Church, Jerusalem on high, our Mother in Christ until Christ is fully formed in us, for the pastors who serve us, that they may be faithful stewards of God's mysteries, and for those at home and abroad who bring the message of salvation to those who have not heard, let us pray to the Lord. For Donald, our president, Gary, our governor, and all legislators and civil servants, for those who must render judgment and impose punishment upon lawbreakers, and for those who work for peace among the nation, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather and for those who tend the soil and harvest its fruits, for business and industry, service workers and artisans, for generosity towards those in need, and for the unemployed and underemployed, let us pray to the Lord. For those married, that they will live in fidelity to their vows and promise, for parents as they teach their children to know and love the Lord, for single adults, that they may find fulfillment in their service to others, and for our lives together, showing the love of Christ to one another. Let us pray to the Lord. For grace to take up the cross and follow the Lord wherever he leads. For courage in the face of challenge and adversity, and for compassion and harmony in our life together. Let us pray to the Lord. For holy lives of faith, for faith to receive the Lord's gifts of his flesh and blood and the Holy Sacrament, and for this holy assembly that we may present ourselves as life, living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God. Let us pray to the Lord. For our remembrance of the saints and grace to follow their example of faith, for God to grant us a place with them in their fellowship, and for our eternal life in God's kingdom without end. Let us pray to the Lord. Creator God, hear our plea for your mercy as your creation groans and suffers the devastating effects of wildfires through forest areas. Many benefit from fire. We pray that your protection for those whose lives are endangered and for those striving to contain the fire. Encourage those who experience loss of property or life, livelihood, and give restore restoration. Be with those whose health is impaired because of smoke and poor air quality. Keep them safe in your care. Grant patience to those lives that are greatly inconvenienced because of the closed roads and lengthy detours. Lord, we pray that you be with your people, surround them with your presence, and grant and encourage during this day of hardship in the midst of the worldwide pandemic, for restoration of your creation and harmony with your good and gracious will. Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, you have forgiven our sins and delivered us from death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to pour out your mercy upon us and grant to us all things needful to this body and life, to keep us from all things harmful from you, through you, and to you are the all things. O Lord, Holy Father, Mighty God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and with the Holy Spirit, you are one Lord, one God, now and forever. O Lord, hear my prayer. Almighty God, your Son willingly endured the agony and the shame of the cross for our redemption. Grant us courage to take upon our cross daily and follow him wherever he leads. For the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings be ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Actually, be seated. Seated, wait, and I have a few words to say to you before we start.